Hello, Pastor Deborah here, and welcome again to another wonderful episode of my personal spiritual transformation story, The Death of Jan, who was in my soul, and the life, the new life of my spirit, whose name is Deborah at this time. It's going to change later in eternity, but right now it's known as Deborah. And the story is in the School of Light playlist, and it's called It's Time. We're picking up in episode number 33. This has been a long personal story, and you need to watch every episode to understand the process, the why, the how, and what you are to become as a new spiritual being. And you either do it now while you're still alive, or you'll have to do it later after your death. And you'll have to still learn and grow and be healed of many things spiritually. This episode is entitled Becoming a Child of the Light, who was a former oppressed spirit. And this child of light was an offspring, a child of God himself. I said we're picking up in episode number 33. In the previous episodes, we had been going through the many different wonderful spiritual things that you will be given. For instance, the morning star, whatever that is, you have to study. And we would be clothed in spiritual white clothes, a pure light, a power of maybe a burning star, something like that. And we'll be given a new name out of the Book of Life. Did you know this God of creation and recreation is an author? And he has books and libraries all in his kingdom of heaven. You can see that in many of the ancient historical Chinese dramas and other dramas where there's kings who are monarchs, and they have libraries. The angels are more like the eunuchs or the servants of a king. But to have Pastor Deborah had to study all those forms of government who had kings and queens to understand the kingdom of heaven. And I learned most of this from Dr. Miles Monroe of the Bahamas Faith Ministries. He taught so beautifully because he grew up in a colony of England. He's in heaven now with his wife, Ruth. But he had to learn a different culture, a kingdom, and he was of African descent. But God used his childhood and his personal living experiences that he had to learn to teach us that we were ignorant kings of the kingdom of heaven. He taught about kings and kingdoms and government and identity and all the different problems of being a king and a kingdom. Dr. Miles Monroe, excellent teacher. You go look him up. He's on YouTube. He has lots of books. He discovered that he was an ignorant king spiritually, and so was Pastor Deborah, and so are you. I also had to learn that I was going to be strong like a pillar, and I was going to be foundational in God's holy temple, and I would forsake all other gods. And he was going to write a new name in me and on me. And the name of this city of his, of my God, which is called the New Jerusalem. Jerusalem means city of peace. And the bride of the Lamb. That was what my spirit was going to be identified as. Deep on the inside, my spirit had something what we would see in the Old Testament of the King James Bible. We had an outer court. You might consider that your soul, your physical body. And you had an inner court. And then you had the Holy of Holies. That was sort of the pattern that God had to give to humanity to help us understand what he wanted in our spirits and That was a duplicate of what was in the kingdom of heaven that you'll find out probably in eternity. And I was going to also sit on the throne of the kingdom of heaven along with my brother, or the first king, Christ Jesus. The word Christ means living word. Jesus was the dirt body that this living word, this new spiritual life-giving spirit, was in. Don't get Jesus confused with Christ. Jesus was the dirt body. Christ was inside of him. So here in episode number 33, we're going to pick up with my story. So Deborah had a long way to go on her new spiritual journey to becoming all her heavenly Father, the King of eternity, the King of paradise, created her to spiritually become in spiritual nature and identity. And what was that? His exact image and his likeness. But there was still so much of this road of truth to travel for me, Pastor Deborah, and for you too, and so much new wine that I had to drink. New wine represented new thoughts, new ideas, new beliefs, new truths, and many things yet to learn. You will be learning and learning and learning. You can relate it to a baby in the womb as it grows slowly over months and months and months. Then it comes out and it still has to eat and grow, tested, has to fall down trying to walk, has to eat and grow, practice, be tested, practice speaking, practice understanding. Every part of the physical body and the brain had to grow and learn. And you had to eat right foods that would help everything to grow. Deborah, that was me, was seeking all this spiritual knowledge and truth and revelations with everything I had, with all my strengths, every single day. I didn't really go to many church services. I was in a great revival back in 1995 to 2000 here in Pensacola, Florida, at the Brownsville Assembly of God. The evangelist that was leading it, Steve Hill, he's in heaven now. You can see a lot of the videos on YouTube. And it changed my life. It was a true visitation of God's Spirit in one place in Pensacola. We had millions and millions and millions of people come to Pensacola to the services. I was on the prayer team, the altar workers, and the deliverance ministry for many, many years. I grew fast. I would come up for prayer, and before they could even lay a little finger on my forehead, I would fall out to the ground, and I would stay 2.5 hours. I could feel God's presence in my spirit. Sometimes I got washed in a clear water, getting me ready, doing deliverance work on it. I could hear his voice, see his presence. This is an experience that probably 99.9% of all humanity has never had. It's a true visitation of God's Spirit in a church. And you go look at it. Was Steve Hill was the evangelist out of the Assemblies of God who had gone to Argentina and seen powerful revivals. He had seen things that he was never learned in his Assembly of God schools or in his Bible college, or that he understood. I asked him one time if he had ever seen a demonic manifestation or cast out devils. All of his years in Bible school or as a youth pastor, he said no. He didn't see it till he got to Argentina. So I knew I had a lot to learn. And I did. I learned fast. I didn't talk to people. I read 6 or 8 books at one time. I watched videos and videos and tapes and tapes. I went to every denomination in our city, seeing what they had to say. I wanted to hear from God. I wanted to know truth. And when I got this message of being a kingdom citizen, of the kingdom of heaven, the which came through Dr. Miles Monroe of the Bahamas Faith Ministries, I went and pulled my membership from the Assemblies of God. Because the Assemblies of God, you had to sign a form that you pledged yourself to their doctrines, their beliefs, which was different than other Christian denominations. I realized in the kingdom of heaven, there is no church. The word church means ministers, ecclesia, the ones that are called out. It didn't mean a denomination that was different. We are in a country, a territory. We're all citizens. Church is how you ministered to the people for God. So I pulled my membership. And one pastor at another church got real upset with me. He thought I needed to be registered like you registered cards. I said, excuse me. In the kingdom of heaven in eternity, there is no church denomination. There is no division. There's nothing there but the kingdom of God, a king, the territory, and you worship the God, and you had ministers, and you had the ecclesiastic, that would be humanity, and you had the angels, which were like eunuchs. And he didn't understand it. So I kept studying, reading books, 6 or 8 at one time, reading, studying. Sometimes it'd be one word. Sometimes I'd follow scripture references out. Write them out. Write. Notebooks, books, write. Watch videos, listen to music, praise and worship in my own home, on my face, on my knees. Go to church 6 or 7 nights a week during the revival. We had a prayer time, and it was powerful. I learned things I'd never heard of in most of Christian denominations. And I'd go ask God, is this true? I would ask God questions, like, is what the pastor's telling me true or not? Like one of them was, if you have an issue, go and ask other fellow believers to pray with you, to join in, so their power and their strength of their faith could strengthen your faith, so God could hear your prayers. And I asked him, was that true? Did I need to go and get 2 or 3 other people to pray with me? And I told him, you know, I traveled a lot, and I'd be in hotel rooms all by myself, because I was a traveler going on many different kinds of trips. And do I need to, if something happened, like maybe I was real sick and death was near, do I call somebody on the phone to pray for me? And he said, if you will call on me, my word of God, quote the scriptures, that's one. If you'll call on the Holy Spirit, that's two. If you will call on Christ, the living word of God, and me, that's 4 + you = 5. And you don't need anybody else. So I said, okay. Now, I never went and challenged the pastors. I didn't challenge the Bible school teachers. There was one class I did get into for years. It was a deliverance class. And they were teaching on the book by the Robinsons called Deliverance. The Strong Man. What's his name? What's his game? Excellent. I learned about 17 strong men, demonic, and all their different fruits of their life that we would cast out. So I learned how to cast out devils and believe in them. Then I started seeing them in people. I started working with witches and Satanists and people that left their body and moved around. And I learned about curses and blessings. So I was growing and learning in so much, and it was so fast. I was trying to understand the spiritual fullness of this new spiritual identity that I was growing and developing into as Deborah. And I was developing more and more to a child of light and to a God myself, which means a life-giving spirit, an offspring of God, made in his image and after his likeness. Well, God, you might call him another name, the King of Paradise, he was a God. It was the hardest concept to accept and learn about. But Christ even told this old Pilate, he was a king. And the religious leaders of the day didn't like him because he claimed to be one with God and God's mouthpiece. And I continued to fast off, give up all of the bondages, the yokes of heavy weight, the oppressive things that continued to put me in darkness and ignorance spiritually. I would pray for them to be taken out, to be shown light and truth, because I had to put on, which means develop within me, the mind, the heart of Christ, and His way of thinking and believing, so that I could be truly glorified as He was, spiritually, and powerfully resurrected into a spiritual kingdom of heaven person, spiritually. I had to be full of the kingdom of heaven's glorious light and truth, and its revelations had to be overflowing through me in agape love for God and for humanity and for nature and for the kingdom of heaven, so that God's image and likeness could be seen through me to everybody, even a butterfly, even the thunder, the clouds, every demonic spirit, Satan himself, other people. And God would get known. I would be a minister of the kingdom of heaven on earth, spiritually, and then into eternity itself. And I'll give you an example of how that works. When you start getting these revelations, and you pray for humanity and situations and nations, if you've got the knowledge and the truth, and you are sort of a partner with God, you seek His counsel in the situations, He will send people to you. You might be in a dream or sitting or doing something, and somebody will come to you in the unseen world. Their spirit has left their body, and ask you a question. I just had that done by two powerful leaders in the world. I've had kings bring their children to me to bless them. So there is a realm out there that's unseen. And then what happens if you give the wise counsel of God to another human spirit? They're going to go, if they're courageous enough, and act on it. And they will know, if I'm with God and I am God's messenger, sort of like a minister, passing on a decree, an edict, a plan of God Himself to another human spirit, then God's plan and work gets done. So here I was, learning and growing, developing, maturing, and yet I still had a long way to go to becoming a new creature, spiritually, and making sure that the old me, Jan, in my soul stayed dead. Now, I had to go through many tests because Satan was trying to get Jan back alive. And I even nowadays have to say, in my old life, in that other life, those other people, test, trials of your new identity will come. And I want to end right here, because next we're going to get into how God builds His city of peace within our new spirit called the New Jerusalem. That's right. God uses the natural world to help us understand spiritual things. So let's end here with this episode and just ponder everything I said, and we'll pick up again in the next episode. All right? This is Pastor Deborah, and I'll see you in the next episode of my true story of my personal spiritual transformation in the School of Light called It's Time. All right, bye-bye.